Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. As I say it repeatedly every day, welcome to this altar. After receiving Turning Point audio, do a short Bible study with our prayer booklet, Turning Point Today Daily Devotional Booklet, also authored by me. Read the Bible study portion, pray the prayers for the day, and follow guidelines on reading the entire Bible through in 1 year. If you subscribe online with a token, it shall be sent to your phone for subscription and subscription renewal. Please chat with Demi on +234-8055-100-510. Do so today. I'm told that only a few people have so done. I'm just wondering why. Using daily devotional prayer guide booklet will help us in knowing God's word more, and then we help our spiritual life. I desire the TPGF family and listeners to be spiritually strong and powerful. Subscribe today. Welcome also to Sunday, March 3. On the third day in creation, God separated the seas from the land and commanded the earth to bring forth grass and tree yielding fruit, all in the third day of creation. The third day in the third month is spiritually significant. Let me connect to that to pray for you today. They connect to the ground, growing trees and yielding fruit. And that's our prayer today. Let's take this prophetic action, this faith action in prayers. If it is not possible or convenient for you to do so right away, receive the prayers all the same. Then whenever it is possible or convenient for you and you are prepared for it, do so. Then replay the message. Someone may be saying, why is pastor always asking us to take one action or the other in praying? It is because the Bible commanded us to do so, that we must add action to faith. See it in James chapter 2 verse 18. It reads, show me your faith without works or action, and I will through my action prove my faith to you. In verse 20, it says, faith is dead without action. So you wonder why many people pray, Christians pray, and they don't see miracles, they don't see answers. The simple reason, no action backup. Faith without action will draw no unction. It is prayer in ignorance. The third day, the ground, the tree, and the fruit were created. Do this. Go outside the house or the office or shop or send somebody. Take a little sand, a little soil from your environment there. Then pluck a small flower. If you have a branch of a tree, flower is okay. Look for a fruit, any kind of fruit that grows from the tree. That's why I said prepare for it. You can do this after returning from church service today. Hold the free and be responding with amen. I receive it as I pray. May the ground where you are, where you stand and live, may it support you in all areas. The ground yield her increase, will yield her increase for you. May what you are doing grow like the tree, and may you be amazingly fruitful in all areas of life. These three are spiritually symbolic. May you enjoy your environment and be fruitful spiritually, physically, maritally, mentally, and financially. You shall not be barren in all areas of life. I pronounce the fruit in your hand blessed. This is your flourishing and blossoming season. In Jesus' name, say amen. Yes. Now, throw the sand or the flower away, wash the fruit clean with water, and eat it. Your healing, your healthiness, your resourcefulness, and flourishing starts as soon as you eat that food. You can repeat this prophetic action in prayer at any time you feel led to do so. It's very powerful. The ground, the tree, and the fruit. If today is your bad day, let me pray for you. I pronounce you blessed. Your new year and your new age is blessed. You will live long and live well. Happy bad day. Right now, let's share more of the testimonies today. Now from tomorrow, we shall start a week of Bible-based, intensive, energetic, and prophetic prayers. You have heard testimony from it. Before then, things will happen. By fire, by force, your intervention is this year. First testimony today. Good morning, my TPGS family. I want to testify to the glory of God. Someone who promised me money since the beginning of the year, but didn't fulfill it, then sent me a huge credit alert yesterday, 18th of February. Two, something that has been making me cry and unhappy for weeks, now got settled by God yesterday. Three, I received answers to my prayers and unexpected miracles are locating me all over the world. Four, whenever Pastor Femi Manor asks us to raise our cell phone, I do it with faith and credit alert always locate me. Wow, you will have more. Another one. Good morning, TPGF, and my daddy, Pastor Femi Manuel. Sir, God has done it again. He's indeed God of miracles. One, out of the names we were asked to mention and wrap with her mantle, has transferred 1 million naira to me last Thursday as a gift. I asked him, Kinikin Fishe, he said to me, Mufueni, Uwope, hallelujah, God of glory, God is indeed wonderful. Thank you, Daddy, for making yourself available for God to use for us. God's portion of 100,000 naira has been transferred to the GT account of the commission. I pray that others will respond likewise in Jesus' name. My TPGF helped me to shout seven thunders, hallelujah. Yes, they will all respond. Praise the Lord with me. For the very first time, someone blessed me with 50K. Wow. In this economy, my tithe is sent immediately, sir. Daddy, I pray the man's hand shall never know lack. Oh, more people will send you bigger money. Another one. Good morning, TPGF. I bless the day I joined this platform. God bless our daddy, Femi Emmanuel. I sow battle seed, one in the evening, and I receive a contract of 100,000. Enter my phone. Tithe paid already. Secondly, my daughter marked her 12th year birthday yesterday, 19th of February. Her age tithe paid already. Daddy Femi Emmanuel, pray for my daughter to excel. She will excel. Another one. I want to give all glory and thanks to God for what he has done in my life last year. And this year also, he has started. Dad, out of four things I requested last year, God did two. Now, I am the latest landlady in town, a shop owner. He saved me from an accident that almost took my life. All thanks to God. And you, sir, for your prayers all are over us. Dad, this year, I want God to remember me with my remaining requests this year. My Thanksgiving seed will be sent so soon. God will bless you. All of us, let us just be giving all the glory to God and not to Daddy Femi Emmanuel. Now, I want to thank God for his faithfulness. My daughter gave birth to a bouncing baby girl on Sunday. Praise the Lord. Oh, all of us say congratulations to you. Another one. Good evening, my TPGF. I want to testify to God for his protection upon my home. I went to a church program and came back and our generator caught fire. But God showed up for us. Though some part of the building got burnt with generator, but God didn't allow the worst to happen. Please thank God for me because we are truly blessed. Whatever you have lost there will be supernaturally restored back to you. Another testifier. Good morning, TPGF. I have come to give God the glory for healing me of discomfort in the eyes. Last week, I started having watery eyes. I see something was inside my eyes. I checked, but couldn't find anything. Then I remember Daddy prayed about problems in the eye in his healing prayer session. So I went back and repeated it and replayed it. I claimed my healing, washed my face, anointed my eyes, then went back, healing affected. So his sacrificial battle seed. Daddy prayed that my healing would be permanent. Yes, it shall be permanent. Another testifier. Since September last year that I started listening to TPGF, the Lord has been so faithful. He gave my two daughters their heart desires. The God of this commission, Nababa, may God continue to strengthen you in Jesus' name. Wow, our God, Nababa. Good morning. God has been so good to me. By the grace of God, I was able to receive the finances to go on a service trip with other Christians in my school in Louisiana, USA. Second, the Lord has given me a position as a resident advisor at my college. and my housing and meals are free to the glory of God. Wow. Lord, we bless you, man. Another one. Good God gave me a very shocking testimony beyond my imagination in the month of February. I was in the office and I was given a letter. Behold, it was my confirmation letter, even though I am not yet due for it. It was so surprising. I was still expecting my contract extension by April, but to my surprise, it was a confirmation letter. I returned all the glory back to God of this commission, and I pray that God will connect me with my own ordained husband, and I will settle down maritally this year. Thanksgiving seed sent already. That will be your next testimony. I want to appreciate the God of Pastor Femi Emmanuel for safe delivery of my baby girl on February 14. It was a tough journey, but God made it easy for me. My Thanksgiving offering has been sent to the commission's account. All my listeners, God will make things easy for you throughout the rest of your life. Wow. Testimonies upon testimonies. You shall be the next to testify. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact daily. Let what is blessing you also bless those that are connected to you. Join us online or real life in our two Sunday services today. 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment, vow seed, C333, that the third month that we are sowing, please do so and remember connection to Grace 68 is still going on. Do as God gives you the grace and you are able to. Seed 3333 is seed for resurrection and restoration. Do it with joy, with faith, with passion, with commitment, and see the doors and the heavens that God will open for you. If you want us to send you the commission's account and the PayPal detail for your tithing and all the other seed, send a chart or please send me the commission's account to +234-809-789-4000. That line only. All ministers, all ministries in the fivefold ministries, general overseers, bishops, apostles, pastors, and all leaders in the body of Christ. Our first National Ministers Conference is Wednesday, March 20 at Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. Note it. I will still say it again and again. All ministers of the gospel, it is interdenominational. Wednesday, March 20, Allen Avenue, Ikeja. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and prosper. This is your month of hilarious laughter, celebration, and congratulation. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.